We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. 7:47 now here on a Wednesday morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Hockey, Fort Wayne 3, Wichita Thunder 2.
2.
Uncle arrested after 12-year-old girl shot in Northwest Wichita.
1.
Infrastructure talks between President Biden and Republicans break down. Democrats may try to pass something without any GOP votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident. You'll want to avoid this area. Seneca and McLean. We have a traffic accident there at Seneca and McLean, an area you'll want to avoid for the time being. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Feels like summer out there. Patchy morning fog, then partly sunny and warm today. With a high of 90 degrees, Tuesday's high was 86. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 72. Thursday, mostly sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, we're up to 92 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at The Monarch. 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:49, Steve and Ted. McDonald's is making some changes to its drive-thru. Fox Business Network's Susan Lee reports.
So the future of fast food looks to be robotic. The world's largest fast food chain, McDonald's, is testing out fully automated drive-thrus in 10 locations in Chicago. Using artificial intelligence, it's 85% accurate, and it will take 80% of the orders. But it's still going to take a few years before you see them in your local Golden Arches. You have CEO Chris Kempinski saying, "Do I think in 5 years from now you're going to see a voice in the drive-thru? I do, but I don't think this is going to be something that happens in the next year or so." A big leap, he says, going from 10 restaurants to 14,000 across the country.
McDonald's has also been looking into automating more of the kitchen, such as its fryers and grills. Major indices closed mostly higher on Wall Street Tuesday, thanks largely to gains in a handful of big tech companies. Small company stocks continue to outpace the rest of the market, while investors' attention turned to huge gains in a new batch of meme stocks favored by online investors, including Wendy's and Clover Health. The S&P was nearly unchanged, rising just a point. The NASDAQ closed up 43 and the Dow down by 30. A pipeline company CEO made no apologies Tuesday for his decisions to abruptly halt fuel distribution for much of the East Coast and pay millions to a criminal gang in Russia. This as he faced down one of the most disruptive ransomware attacks in U.S. history. Colonial Pipeline CEO Joseph Blount says he had no choice, telling members of a Senate committee uneasy with his actions that he feared far worse consequences given the uncertainty of the company was confronting in the early hours of the attack last month. I might say the guy was in a kind of a no-win situation there. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, taking a look at some business news now from the Wichita Business Journal. Yingling Aviation is growing at its location at Eisenhower Airport. It's buying 3 hangars to add another 50,000 square feet to the 200,000 it already has. President Andrew Nichols says the additional space will allow for expansion of the maintenance, repair, and overhaul work on Textron Aviation aircraft.
Okay.
Company will also be able to grow its refueling services. Yuengling has about 142 employees.
Yeah, they got a nice operation out there.
Koch Industries is leading a $31 million funding round in a Croatian robotics company. Koch Disruptive Technologies is investing in Gideon Brothers, which specializes in artificial intelligence and 3D vision based autonomous 3D vision based autonomous mobile robots.
Yeah, which will someday operate your McDonald's.
There you go. Those robots can be used, for example, to manage warehouse inventory or perform material handling in a manufacturing facility. Robots. Quite, it's just really interesting things going on with robots right now. Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine has partnered with a national firm to offer curriculum in medical artificial intelligence and advanced technology. More on artificial intelligence here. The college is proposed for downtown Wichita with a scheduled opening of 2022. The Kansas Health Science Center says it will be the first osteopathic school to implement the educational modules from California-based Medical Intelligence 10. That's a healthcare artificial intelligence strategy and education advisory group. So, some more advances being made, artificial intelligence and robots. One of these days, Ted, you and I will be completely unnecessary.
This is nothing new. We've been dealing with artificial intelligence for a long time.
We call it our management here.
Yeah, we're experts.
Well, one of the interesting things, if you talk about tech, and of course it's changing so rapidly over the past few years, but it's been we've been coming around. It's been a long time that people in radio have been looking at ways to, you know, how can we do this without actually having these people here? In other words, we're talking about when I first started in the business in 1970, they already had something called automation, which would allow you to run. Basically, the first of it was like the old, the beautiful music that you'd have in the elevators.
Right.
Muzak.
Mm-hmm.
It would run with a series of tapes that were slid into a carousel that looked like a carousel. And they would go around and at different places, slide in and out. Very primitive, but there you go. The forerunner of faking live programming. So we've been at it for several years. Like I say, the artificial intelligence is nothing new for us, right, Ted? National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day recognizes a delicious and seasonal pie, according to the writer here. A tart vegetable, rhubarb is often paired with sweet fruits, making for a pleasing dessert.
Yeah, you got to pour a ton of sugar in there to make it palatable.
Yeah. I don't believe that. I don't know that I've ever even tasted rhubarb. How about you, Ted?
I have.
Have you? What do you think of it?
It's all right.
My wife.
I'd rather have a cherry or a strawberry.
It's really tart.
Real tart. Yeah,
I enjoy it.
Do you? Okay, St. Shelley, of course, she loves rhubarb pie, but she's allergic to strawberries.
Oh.
So if she gets that kind of pie, she has to pick the strawberries out. She loves rhubarb pie. I don't know. I go for the banana cream, coconut cream, Boston cream, the cream pies.
Me too.
I go for those. All right. It is a rhubarb strawberry pie day. Guys, 7:50, coming up on 7:55, Steve at 10 in the morning. Hey, stay with us here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on a breakdown on infrastructure talks. That's coming up. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how the Kansas City Royals fared on the West Coast last night. We'll give you an update on that with highlights.
And you've got entertainment news as well. The Blur's on the way.
Yeah, we'll get you all you need to know in the world of entertainment coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.